Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 30th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Easter.
And to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And we are also on the internet on our radio to TV platform. You can reach us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about Easter holidays.
Easter, of course, is one of the most important and oldest festival of the Christian Church celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, held between March 21st and April 25th. It starts with Good Friday and ends with Easter Monday.
Remembering the resurrection of Jesus is a way to renew daily hope that people have victory over sin. The early Christians began remembering the resurrection every Sunday following its occurrence. The word Easter is linked to the Teutonic goddess of spring and fertility.
And please join the show right now and tell us what you think about Easter. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yabambe mahlaba zulu ngalithola njani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke endaweni esijeneyo siyakwazi ukuthi lamhla lusuku lwePasika iPasika siyakwazi ukuqalisa lamhla eZimbabwe lendaweni esiningi zomhlaba siyakwazi inqaso kubuye Easter kuqhasa Good Friday kuzobuya ke Easter Saturday sokugcinela ke Easter Monday soke sifisa ukuthi sizwe ukuthi lena lenza lapho likhona sizwile ke blessing ukuthi kuyahlupa eBridge abantu behlile ukungena eZimbabwe bevela kule South Africa abanye bavela eBotswana labo bathole nzima uthi ke eZimbabwe phakathi uhlupho olukhona ngole mali abantu baye ema bank bathi akula mali so umuntu nje uzithayela Easter echa umoya so ungazani kunjalo kodwa ke ilanga leli liqhathekile phela ngaloko uvuka kwa Jesus Christ uJesu phela iye kunjalo mfowethu
ilizwa lina mali wonku hamawadi wanasi tinotinge chitaura nezvezororo are Easter nova zoro rakakosha zvikuru munhorondo yevechi Kristu rakanangana nekufa nekumuka kwa Jesu asi sechava chigariro musoro wetsuro kushaya nyanga zvina zvinomira zvakanaka muZimbabwe vamwe vari kushaya mujodzi dzemugwagwa nekuti vamwe vanokanganwa kuti iri izoro rakakosha zvikuru vopedzira vonwa vachityaira dzimotikari vakadhakwa vourayisa vamwe mugwagwa umu vamwewo ndo vari kuchema kuti kumabhengi uko hakuna mari nekudaro kuti vakwanisewo kuenda kana kumusha pazoro reEaster zvinenge zvaakukona ng'anga murapwa achida nenyaya yekushomeka kana kutoshayika zvachose kwemari saka toda kuti munge muchiti fonera vateereri kumativi mana enyika kwamuri nemhiri kwemakungwa kana muri kusouth africa muri kubotswana canada america chero kwamuri makasununguka kuti muti fonere tinge tichitaura kuti muri kuitei pazororo rakakosha kudai reEaster Gibbs.
We're lucky that we've got an in-studio guest, and that is Mr. Fidelity Mhlanga, who is a journalist based in Zimbabwe. Good evening and welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Fidelity. You are in America. I think you are noticing that we are working. It's not a holiday like in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually something that is, I noticed a difference back home. People normally take this day as a mm-hmm. day to remember the death of Christ, mm-hmm. and also up to Monday, it's a holiday. Mm-hmm. But also there's a new phenomenon mm-hmm. whereby due to lack of formal employment, people are now working throughout, mm-hmm. even
over the Easter
mm-hmm. holiday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people will be vending in the streets, people will be doing their informal jobs wherever they apply their trade, mm-hmm. because they can't go on holiday because, you know.
Yeah, it's your own business. Yeah. I mean, you cannot mm-hmm. afford to lose a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's generally that kind of criticism that people want to go on holiday, but they won't be doing anything during the rest of the year, you know? So why go on holiday? Easter, for example.
Yeah, it's actually a thing that we should reflect on mm-hmm. and try to maximize on the days that we have. We know that Zimbabwe, we've been lagging behind as an economy, mm-hmm. and we need to maximize the days that we have over the year than having so many holidays. Mm-hmm. Throughout the year, we know that we had another new holiday that came on our calendar, like mm-hmm. the 21st February movement, mm-hmm. Which has been dubbed the Youth Day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, such holidays, in terms of growing the economy, they actually militate against the growth of the economy somehow. But mm-hmm. also looking on the flip side, people need time to rest and, you know, yeah, and you have, the, you know, some breathtaking time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if we notice that, you know, one of the problems that people usually encounter on such holidays are traffic accidents and already there were reports of about 11 people, that is yesterday only, people dying. What causes this during this, you know, holidays like Easter, for example? Is it because of the bad roads? Drivers driving under the influence?
Yeah, there are a plethora of factors that mm-hmm. contribute to road accidents. Mm-hmm. Taking into consideration the bad state of our roads, our roads are in bad state. They need an overhaul. So, you know, people fail to navigate through potholes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that contributes to quite a number of accidents. Mm-hmm. Also have to look into consideration the fact that people sometimes during the holidays, mm-hmm. people get overexcited and they tend to drink beer and lose their control somehow. Mm-hmm. So it also plays a pivotal role in as much as the number of accidents are concerned.
Mm-hmm. So as it is right now, what are people doing really on Easter?
There are quite a number of things that people mm-hmm. do. As I mentioned earlier on, for some, it's business as usual. They are actually in the streets. They are vending. Mm-hmm. They are actually in their backyard industries. They are doing their job. And for some who are privileged to go on holiday, they are on their way to their rural areas and mm-hmm. some to play outside the country for some breathtaking. Mm-hmm. So it depends from where you are coming from and what you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some as well are also going to church, which is quite a number of people, given that Zimbabwe is a Christian community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Fide. Please do stay with us. I think, Gibbs, we have Reverend Levi Kadenge. Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge is a Bishop Emeritus in the Methodist Church in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Reverend Dr. Kadenge, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Reverend Dr. Kadenge, tell us a bit about Easter. You know, people want to hear what Easter really means to the Christian community.
Easter means the suffering and the death of Jesus Christ. Well, it's a period about 40 days before the actually death of Jesus Christ. So that period is called Lent period. It's a period when Jesus Christ suffers. He is going through untold suffering by the priests who gang up to want to kill him. And they do so on the Easter day. But before that, there are so many preparations that Christ goes through in terms of actual day. And these days, there are so many events that take place leading up to the actual crucifixion, which is today. So these things which happened to him are not good. He is suffering. Mm-hmm. Because he ultimately dies on the cross for humanity. That is on the Good Friday. And that is what Easter is all about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
And that is Tandeko Zinti Mkandla. He's a minister of religion. He is with the Methodist Church in Gwanda. That is Matuan South Province. Mr. Mkandla, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, akutsho Mkandla ukuthi iPasika vele imeleni. Xa ungatshela ndisibile abantu ulandise nje ngamafitshane ukuthi imeleni.
iPasika imele engathi yiso isiqongo samakholwa esiKristu abanengi. Ngobana iPasika le endulo emuva le eTestamenteni elidala kwakuhlatshwa imhlatshelo elega engaba njengezimvu. Abantu babethi bethatha lezo zimvu ezihlatshiwe njengomnikelo bazihambise ethempelini. Njalo abanye bayakwazi iPasika kule gama elithi Passover. Kwakuthi ngahlatshwa-ke lezo zimvu kuthathwe igazi linindwe lapha emgubazini ukwenzela ukuthi nxa ingilosi kankulunkulu isedlula ibone ukuba naye laba sebenzile umnikelo laba ngabawenzana. Ngitho endulo emuva le khathesi nesikristu iPasika kukholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathumela indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa uJesu Kristu ukuba bonke abakholwa yiyo bangabhubi babe nokuphila okungaphakathi. Ngakho-ke uJesu waba ngumnikelo omutsha omkhulu sokusikiwe egazini lezimvu lezinyamazana. Kwagcwaliseka umbhalo encwadini yabo Ezra labo Nehemiya labo Isaya ukuthi kuzaba newundlu likaNkulunkulu, indodana kaNkulunkulu ezachitha igazi layo esibambanweni ukuze bonke abakholwa yiyo bangabhubhi babe nokuphila okungaphakathi. Ngakho iPasika isikhathi lapho kwaqala khona uJesu bemthonisisa bembethela esibambanweni base kunqoba-ke ukufa wavuka ngelanga lesithathu. Ngoba aluba uJesu lo kavukanga ethuleni ngemva kokubethelwa ngamaRoma lamaJuda, ukholo lwesiKristu ngabe nje luyazifananela lezinye inkolo. Lolu usuku mele sikhathi ePasika kwabakholwayo yikuthi lapho abathethelelwa khona izono zabo ngegazi likaJesu, akhona lezimvu, akhona le mpuku kodwele umntu kaNkulunkulu okholwa yiye ekholwa la nguye uzathola ukuphila okungaphakathi.
Ye, anithokozithi thina lapha sifuna ukuthi sikhulume okukhulunywa ngabafundisi ngesikhiwa sigcine siqamula okunye okwangkhona. Ngicela ukufake only 1 minute khonokho ngesikhiwa abantu ukukhuluma.
Well, what is normally called the Easter days, that's Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, and Easter Monday, is basically the climax of the Christian faith. Because in the past, in the Old Testament, they would offer offerings of blood to God from animals. But when Jesus Christ came to live within the people, he became the new supreme sacrifice, because his blood was shed on the cross so that whosoever believed in him would have everlasting life. Also, after the resurrection, very early on Sunday. In a nutshell, that's what the Christian faith hinges upon. I mean, the majority of Christians Mm-hmm. All we believe that Jesus Christ was very the Son of God, the blood was shed for many, and he defeated and overcame death by resurrecting on the third day, that's on a Sunday morning.
Thank you very much, Blessing.
Todzoka kwamuri, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Tichitarisa mucheche nye Methodist, zvi zvamunenge muchiita pamazuva anaya eEaster.
Nhasi tanga tichiita zvinhu zvakawanda kwazvo. Tine zvidzidzo kudzidziswa kuti iko kurwerwa pamuchinjikwa zvinorevei. Iwo muchinjikwa chaiwo unorevei. Muchinjikwa iyi yakanga iri mitatu waJesu Kristu wakanga uri pakati, kwoita imwe mbavha yanga iri kurudyi neimwe mbavha iri kuruboshwe. Vakarwerwa Yesu, saka tadzidziswa kuti michinjikwa iyi inomirira zvinhu zvakasiyana. WaJesu ndiwo kutifira iye pachake, achitibvisa zvitadzo zvedu. Uyu muchinjikwa uyu unoreva kuti Ishe Jesu haana kutadza, asi wakaiswa pamuchinjikwa. Kwoita miviri, pane mumwe akati iye iwewe waakufawo sesu, kana uri Mwari chizviponesawo kutiponesawo. Saka umwe muchinjikwa uyu. Mumwe wechitatu wacho ndewokuti uyu akati, kwewewe unotaura sei kumwana waMwari? Saka akakumbira ruregerero ipapo. Akambva anzi naIshe Jesu, tinonodya tese kuparadhaiso, nhasi chaiwo manheru tinenge tiri tese kuparadhaiso. Saka munhu atidzidzisa nhasi ati iwo uyuyu wechitatu woruregerero ndo muchinjikwa watinofanirwa kutakurawo isisu. Muchinjikwa wokuziva kuti ndakanganisa, ndinokumbira ruregerero, ndoregererwa. Kwete uyu wokuti iwo zvauri Mwari, saka achizviporesa ukuzotiporesawo isisu. Asi waKristu iwo wokutanga, hatigone kupinda pauri nokuti unoera. Wakwirwa nemunhu asina kuboita chitadzo, akafira ipapo. Asi isisu takakanganisa, tiri pamuchinjikwa uyo mbavha yakachechuka kuti Kristu anoponesa, uye akamudyira kuti Kristu. Saka tinoponeswa naiwo muchinjikwa iwoyo wechipiri uyu.
Inga manga muchidzidza shoko rakadzama chairo, rine uchenjeri neudzamu. Aiwa, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare, Reverend Dr. Lev Kadenge. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Mhlanga, looking at the Zimbabweans of your age, you know, do you take Easter seriously?
Yeah, it depends on your background, your grooming and stuff, and what you intend to achieve in life. Or as you know, society is divided into different segments. Mm-hmm. So there are youths who may intend to find this time as time to, you know, drown their sorrows through imbibing liquor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, doing all sorts of those things. But there are also some of my, you know, age mates who find time to go to church and also celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Blessing, starting on Monday, April 2nd, is not a Fool's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Fool's Day is April 1, right? So April, this is serious. Yes. This is a serious notice.
Yeah.
So starting Monday, April 2nd, Studio 7, Live Talk, we have a new look. Mm-hmm. So remember, new looks are very good. Old looks at times, like me and Blessing, our faces
might not be user
excellent. So starting Monday, Zimbabwe, Live Talk, we have a new look and the same hosts and rich discussions that you always expect. So you can still send us or call us a message, call us at this number, 1-202-619-2077. 0120261920772077. I think that's the same number there. Mm-hmm. So you can always send us a WhatsApp message. WhatsApp message, right? 1-202-465-0318. I'll repeat that number. 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, umvulo sibili. Kwabe kungazani nqali khangela kumabona kude. Sabe singazani silitshengisa sokule style phela mfowethu. Eh into ezingani zani zintsha. Ila really zibona khona phoko kumabona kude. So kodwa liyabe lokho lingasichayela kunombolo ezifana nayo. Inombolo zethu 1-202-619-2077. Njalo lakho ukuthi sithumezele umlayezelo ku WhatsApp. Kunombolo ethi 1-202-465-0318. So lapho khona kona ngapho ke kumbe Australia kumbe se Japan kumbe ngapi saba silokho sikhona kodwa saba silinika ke uma ubona kutonga mchiya kunjalo futhi
wongu hamadi wase zvikutaurwa na Gibbs apo kutanga ne muvuro April kubvumbi 2 studio 7 inenge yane yatingati yo a new look rebranding muchaona zvimwe zvitsva asi vari kukupai chirongwa ndivavo tichaenderera mberi tichikupai hurukuro dzine hudzamu asi patinotanga chirongwa paipai ndo pane zvimwe zvichati chinjei zvamunenge muchiti mumboonawo ipapo munokwanisa kuramba muchiti fondera panhamba dzimwe chete 202-619-2077 mukatifonerai tobva takufonerai vari pa WhatsApp munokwanisa kutumira WhatsApp message yenyu pa 1-202-465-0318 ndozokorera zvakare nhamba yedu 1-202-465-0318
yeah, so let's just show you exactly what we are talking about. I think we've got some visuals here. Ungavalilihlo 1 ubukele ngeli 1 ubukela umabili zobonti hamba njani.
Starting Monday, April 2nd, Studio 7 Live Talk will have a new look. The same host and rich discussion you've come to expect. You can still call us in studio on 1-202-619-2077. 1-202-619-2077. Or you can send us a message on WhatsApp at 1-202-465-0318. The number again, 1-202-465-0318. Zimbabweans, from wherever you are in the world, Studio 7 Life Talk wants to hear from you.
That's exactly what we are going to be like starting Monday. So I think it's beautiful, right?
It is, of course, yeah. For those on listening to us via the radio sets, I think there are more pictures of Zimbabweans from all walks of life. You know, I saw Miss Albino there, Oliver Mtukudzi, you know, and political analysts, Zimbabweans in the diaspora, you know, everyone. I mean, it's more inclusive, unlike that one. That was a bit short, but of course, this, you know, has many visuals of Zimbabweans, be they sports persons, ordinary people, celebrities, you name it.
Yeah, ulabo sibila wako radio, liwe wazuti, msakazweni. Akusoze likubona nti labesizwa nje kodwa ke libuze kwabanye abakhangela ngathi lihambe ku Facebook xa uhamba ku Facebook uzabona ukuthi sasizingane sesitshintshile ukuthi silijengisa njani xa siqalisa uhlelo kodwa ke siyahlala sinjalo sonke sidinda kunjalo asiqhubeke forward.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about the Easter holiday, and Gibbs, maybe let's go back to Mr. Mkandla. Mr. Mkandla, we have seen that mostly in developed countries, when it comes to Christianity, we have, you know, churches are emptying up because people are not attending church services. Is this still a problem in Zimbabwe?
I think in Zimbabwe, it seems as if it is the opposite. Because there are so many new churches, if you can call them that, sprouting up every day or every other day, and all claiming allegiance to the Christian faith. So you can see quite a large number of people worshipping at various places, and all of them, as I have said, they claim allegiance to the Christian faith.
Mm-hmm.
So really, churches are not emptiness. Such prayers, it may be like the main, what you call the mainline churches, the old Protestant churches, may not be as popular as these new Pentecostal spiritual
churches,
you want to call them, yes.
Just briefly before we go to our caller, what were you doing today in your church?
Today it was a day of lessons. We started yesterday with washing of feet and explaining the summer of Easter as we were doing, and with the Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm.
Today it was a day of lessons and perhaps even witnessing what the Christian faith means to various people, but it was mainly a day of sharing and educating each other to deepen our faith on the Easter period.
Thank you so much. Tinemwe mutereri wedu. Ndi nyengetera ndiani?
Ndi munyengererwa.
Munyengererwa.
Thank you.
Aiwa, vamunyengererwa. Taurai zvenyitinzwe zviri kufamba sei paEaster?
PaEaster panapa tiri kuingawo kuchechi tinonzwa soko raMwari. Tichipembererawo kubasa raMwari rakatiitira kuti paEaster ndopakabva chinamato mumba maIsraeri chete chete tichiuya kujikerera, nokuti soko rose raMwari rinotiro ani nani anotenda. Asi kana tikadzokera ku kuna Exodus chapter 19 tinoona kuti kuchinamata takanga tichingori mumba maIsraeri chete, mamwe marudzi ese vakanga vachinzi vaedheni, vanhu vakanga vasina kusarudzwa naMwari. Saka Easter tinoona kuti Mwari ava kusandura achibuda mumba maIsraeri achitora marudzi ose kuti chiuyai muve rudzi rwangu rutsvene. Saka isu vanhu vakanga vasiri rudzi rwaJakobho tiri kupemberera nokuona kuti Jesu Kristu akauya pamuchinjikwa kuzotifira kuti tive vanhu vaMwari.
Saka imi munopinda chechi ipi vamunyengererwa?
Ini ndinonamata ndiri kuZimbabwe Assemblies of God.
Zimbabwe Assemblies of God. Saka chita chenyu chiri kupi manje? Muharare kupi kwacho?
Iko zvine ndiri kuno kuSouth Africa kuPretoria, saka tinotopinda tiri kuno kuSouth Africa kuti semadiaspora tinenge tine patinounganawo tichiita sei. Tichinamata tichirumbidza Mwari tichipemberera kutenderwa kuti tive vanhu vaMwari naMambo Jesu Kristu.
Saka munomboitira mudzimba here zvatinoita tiri kudiaspora kunoku?
Kunoku kupindirana kudzimba kushoma. Asi tinongova nenzvimbo yatinoungana toenda kundonamatawo, kana kuri kwokuti mashanyira mudzimba munongozoendawo muri 2 kana 3 moenda mondokurukura. Asi kazhinji tine patinoungana Ultra City Town matinosangana toita soko raMwari.
Panenge pari pasi pemuti kana kuti?
Aiwa, it's a building, tinotorenda.
Okay, aiwa, zvakanaka chose. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamunyengererwa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tichiti muve nezororo reEaster rakanaka muchinamatirawo nyika.
Aiwa, tinotenda Mwari ave nesu tose.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vatinoreva. Makadii?
Ndipo makadiko mukoma Jipo.
Aiwa, ndiripo, ndimukoma Blessing.
Mukoma Blessing.
Mukoma Gibbs vari paside up.
Yatenga hawe mapromotion.
Daira kungoti mukoma Gibbs.
Alright, vatinoreva tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nezororo reEaster.
Ini chokutanga regai nditi ndinofara kupinda muchirongwa ichi kokutanga.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Tinofara kuti ndoyatokunzwai zvakanaka takati kuno kunzwai kuzaka kumasvingo kumbabwe.
Zaka rinopisa uku.
Zaka rinopisa uku.
Tinofara
zvikuru tinge tineni kezvi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Saka mamuchiteyo pazororo reEaster?
Pazororo reEaster zvedu takazvigarira tiri kudzimba dzedu nemhuri.
Hamusi kuenda kukereke here?
isusu hatina kuzoenda kukereke isu tinopinda hedu posto redu yepamugodhi tinoenda musi wa11
sei muchiita musi wa11
tinongofarira hedu kupemberera Easter yedu tinenge chitora pana abhidhi ndobva tinoenda kundodya paseka yedu
saka imimi paEaster munee muchiitawo sei manje
tinenge tichinamata tichidzidzisana nezvekufana kumuka kwajesu kristu saka chiri chetinenge takanaka zvikuru nokuti namamiriro akaita upenyu hwekuno kunyika yedu yezimbabwe tinoona kuti chinhu chakanaka kuti zimbabwe yakurarama pakristu vazhinji vakuti vasinamaa nyangwe iyo nzvimbo ino yemunoti zaka rinopisa ikanga ichipisa kare asi kwezvino munhu wese wava wechechi
munhu wese aiwa zvinofadza zvikuru aiwa tichiti muve nezororo reEaster rakanaka vatinoreva tichitendawo kuti mafara chaizvo ndekukwanisa kupinda muchirongwa kekutanga pazuva reEaster
nemivo ndinofara zvikuru mwari ngakuitirei zvakanaka muriko muzvikobva muriko
tinotenda zvikuru
You see, you took away a person that knows me.
Yeah, I know. Deliberately. Trying to hire some crowds to cheer you.
So we've got people, blessing, that are coming on board in terms of Facebook. We've got Douglas Gift, who says, I'm listening to you guys from Vinduk. Then Joseph Mpigiwa Spanda says, hi, guys. How are you doing? And then we've got Muntuza Kumalo says, I'm watching you. Where are you? Muntuza, can you tell us? Anthony Lovu says, I'm listening from South Africa. Then Louis Wilson says, I'm listening, guys. I'm enjoying your show. Then kuzobuya ke upaba oti ungujabu. Oti, yeah, ngilibukela bafowethu. Kodwa ke ngilethemba lokuthi liyaphila kanti indaba lisebenza nge-Easter. So he say, why are you working? On Good Friday.
Somebody has to work, doctors, journalists, you know, you have to keep working.
That's right.
Yeah, so that you inform people of what is happening. Otherwise, if you are on holiday,
nothing moves, eh?
It might be a problem.
Yeah, what do you have there?
Of course, we have no more Sika Ndongwe. Arukuti Fe, watching from Gokwe, Simchembo. Thank you so much. No more. Silas Junior Kapoya arikuti wonda hapo with Abi Namwanja watching from Harare Rusere Farai watching from Botswana no more okay we read that one Patrick Zimuto arikuti panopa town Botswana zviri kufaya then we have Tatenda Sifas Kutadza Tatenda kutaura zvepolitics hanzi chamisa chete chete hanhasi hatisi kuita zvepolitics then Palen Marega ari kuti iye call me back tichaedza kufonera Palen tichiendera mberi tichitaura nezvezuva zororo reEaster
yes we've got Manyema Shimai says hi Gibbs and blessing happy good Friday I'm watching you from Maleps in Botswana then I've got Roundman Sub who is talking politics as well. And then Itai Chitambara says, yeah, we are there, guys. Happy Easter. And then Waza says, I'm watching you from Egypt. That's encouraging, right?
Yeah.
Then Chinyere Ezefe says, I'm watching you from Lagos, Nigeria. So we're all of them, eh?
Indeed. We have Kuda Blessed Zinja. I'm watching from South Africa. Tende Ukai Temba. From Mount Botswana and then Shamiso Chinotimba arungoti pfe pajoy kana kuti and kuti Shamisa anyora kuti chiapo asi ndo zvimwe zviri kutaurwa kubva kuvatereri
the word fe
pinda
because you are flying into a certain zone right
yes
wapinda
pinda madinda
yeah So fair now. So now, looking at you know the way Easter is being celebrated in Zimbabwe, do you hope for any change? Like maybe mass kind of you know people having a place where they can worship in large numbers. Is that possible?
Yeah,
the economy is just almost down.
I would love to say. People gather at different churches and because of different religious affiliations, People cannot have like a huge gathering, like a mass gathering of the whole nation and try to celebrate Easter as a nation. Mm-hmm. But because people belong to different, you know, religious affiliations, different churches, different beliefs, so people tend to have their own gatherings. And in as far as the economy is concerned, Zimbabweans generally they love they are Christians by nature, mm-hmm. and they try by all means to make sure that their gatherings are successful.
Mm-hmm.
What may be difficult is the issue of traveling, like to rural areas, mm-hmm. due to those problems to do with cash and stuff, and you know, access to cash and also the going down of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, even in town, people can just walk to their church, you know, celebrate and worship their God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller, sitisata enda kune mtereri wedu, regaitimbo zokera kuna Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Reverend Dr. Kadenge, tell us about tomorrow's program. What will you be doing?
Tomorrow, naturally, it's a rest day, but at our church, there will be things that are done there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a low profile tomorrow because it's Saturday, so we are having lessons also, which will vary from sermons to lessons that are given by individuals who we are inviting.
Mm-hmm.
So. We don't do much on that day. It's a question of low profile sermons, lessons which teach people, and that's what we do for the whole day,
mm-hmm.
until night when we disperse, because we are having Easter here in Harare. We are having about six the circuit that are congregating in one place,
mm-hmm.
at the Harare showgrounds.
Wow.
That's where we are, mm-hmm. having our Easter this time around.
Mm-hmm. Just quickly, Reverend Mkancha, are you doing the same? Are you congregating somewhere or just your church?
Well, me and my brother, Reverend Dr. Liv Kadenge, belong to the same church.
Mm-hmm.
But what we, where I am, we have two circuits coming together,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate Easter. As it is, with what Gwanda Circuit that covers the Gwanda district and Nsiza Circuit that covers Nsiza, we are congregating at Filabusi,
mm-hmm.
Which is in Nsiza. So it's two circuits coming to celebrate together and have fellowship over this period of Easter.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Regaitende kune mutereri mukoma nomo makadi.
Mavereri mukoma blessing.
Aiwa taswira edu tambenge tichikuona ipa Facebook apa.
Aiwa ndafara chaizvo kupinda mirongo mukoma wangu.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu mukoma nomo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu muri kuita ipa Easter.
Ya zuva reEaster kuno kugogwe kuno kunonzi kusemchembo haibatai mubata murefu bata mupfupi vari kupesana vachienda kumaholidays kuma vachienda kuzichechi kunofara bati manje mashoko angu ndeyekuti zvokupa ukurudziro kumhuri yeZimbabwe kuti vedu wee ngatifareiwo tichiisa mabreak tisakanganwa zvokufarisa kusvika pakuteura ropa.
Mm-hmm.
Kukufala tishiza hati chukwe uka kufakwe mwana wa mwari.
Mm-hmm.
Ini hauku njuna mata sanganore wa zizi, njuna matu wa nechisharu.
Mm-hmm.
Na hasi edula atafara Good Friday, tiri kukuma sowe tishifara. Asi suzu vayo Good Friday, chisharu chega chega, tishingo shungoro kucheji, tishingo ye ukachi.
Mm-hmm.
Swaru kufakwe mwana kumana wa mwari. Sana ndiloto kumure Zimbabwe, hati fare uwe tishidi. Chisa mabayi, chisa zonya nisa kwenye nisa kufara kusuka pa kuzo. Tau zira kuita njozi, kana kudisa, kandrungo tuokuwa no. Gati pareo, zine, zviri pakati nepakati.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nomo pagoko apa.
Ndichizotiwo mukoma Blessing kasuwa suwa ndafara nokuti vaba nangu ndatanga ndichisema meseji nhasi ndokutanga kundifunda, saka ndinokutendaiwo murambe muchitiyeuka kuno Gogwe nokuti zvakawanda zvinoitika zvatichifanira kuti munge muchiti pabhurishirwo pasocial media.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nomo, tinovimbisa kuti tichaedza kuti tikufonerei dzimwe nguva man foni acho anomboti netsei, dzimwe nguva vanhu vanenge vakamboti wandisei, pane zvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana, asi tichida kuti munhu wese awanewo mukana wekuti apinde muchirongwa ambotaurewo zviri kutsikwe mwoyo. Asi tichazokufonderaiwo imi zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa tichinzwa kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei pagokwe.
Aiwa, ndinokutendai mukomo wangu, muve nezuva rakanaka chose.
Nemiwo muve neista yakanaka, Mwari akuitire zvakanaka.
Ndatenda zvangu.
Tinotenda.
Baba Mhlanga, kwavantu avaswelayo, nditsanzisiti Mhlanga, baba Mkandla, ebantu navaswelayo livancedisa njani?
Baba Dube labalaleli, enye yezinto omele esiyenzayo thina njengebandla lamawisi le-Methodist Church, abahluphekayo kabakho ngephasi kakuphela, bahlala bevele bekhona. Silogatsha ke lwebandla okuthiwa yimedra, i-Methodist Department of Relief Agency. Ngiye kunceda labo bantu izikhathi ngezikhathi. Yebo, ngephasi kalakho kungaba khona okuzakuya kulaba abaswelayo, kodwa sikholwa ukuthi abantu uncedo baluswela kusukela ngozibandlela kusiya kumpalakazi. Ngakho ngakazake ngithi mina kusuka kube yindaba ephasi kakuphela, yindaba ehlala ikhona umnyaka uthwasa uze uyephela. Yebo, kambe ngephasi ka labantu ababuthene khona bangananzelela ukuthi laphana ulwananoswela lokuyana, lwanoswela lokuyana, bamsizeke. Kodwa njengoba impilo ingaqali iphela ngePasika, abantu badinga uncedo kusuke umnyaka wonke. Yikho ke thina njengebandla siyakunanzelela khona lokho izikhathi ngezikhathi. Abantu bayahlanganisa lokho abangabe belakho, kube sekusiya indawo ngendawo ilizwe lonke ukuthi lawo abaswelayo bancedakale. Kungaba izigqoko, kungaba zingubo, ngaba yikudla, kungaba yini, ngabe yini efuna ukuthi umuntu ancedakale ngako. Ibandla lamawisibi liyakwenza lokho umnyaka wonke jikelele.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Mkandla. So what he's saying is that for the less privileged, you know, the Methodist Church has got a department called the Methodist Department Development Relief Agency. He says it is working from the beginning of the year up to the end of each year. So at the end of the day, he says they help by giving people blankets, you know, food, clothes, and other things. So he says people are always suffering. You get some people that have got challenges. So those are the people that are being helped. So he says it's not only today that they have to help people that are actually less privileged.
Regati dzokere kuna mukoma Fidelity Mhlanga. Tichitarisa muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nevanhu kubva kuzvitendero zvakasiyana-siyana, asi vakawanda vari kuti vanhu vanofanira kunge vachingwarira nekuti kazhinji vanhu vanozombofarisa kunyanya vakomana vechidiki kudai zvinenge zvichifamba sei pabazoro rakadai.
Ndingati chinoitika ndechekuti vanhu kunyanyanyanya vechidiki vanofarisisisa nekuda kwekuti uri mudiki wechidiki unofila kuti unomboda time yekunofara. And pamwe pacho it's because kushayawo parental guidance yakakwana. Nekuti zoro rashitauri kuti unofanira kurasa njere dzako. Saka chinoitika ndechekuti vamwewo it's because inyaya yekuti hapana chekuita, kushayako kwemabasa, you know, vamwe vanenge varasa tariro muupenyu. Saka vanozongopedzisira vakuita zvemadrugs nekumwa hwahwa zvakapfurikidza. Saka ndizvimwe zvezvinhu zvinoitika. Asi zoro reEaster izoro rakatokoshera munhu wese zvisinei kuti uri mudiki here kana uri muhombe. Munhu anofanira kutoenda kusvondo uno kucherechedza kufa nekumuka kwaJesu Kristu.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs. So we've got some more messages coming in, blessing, and one of them is from Alfred John Maposa, who says, I'm watching you guys from London. Then Elvis Mandugu Mutanga says, I'm watching you as well. Noel Maposa in Gweru says, Happy Good Friday, guys. Everyone loves Studio 7 Live. I'm watching you right now. Thank you so much, Noel Maposa. Let's go to Reverend Levika Tenge. Are you still on the line, Reverend? Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm online.
So, like what Blessing asked previously was, you know, what is going to happen tomorrow? What is going to happen on Sunday? And Monday becomes a very complicated day because many people will be going back home, like, you know, those from South Africa, from Botswana. So, in a way, do you conduct some services when people are really going back home?
Yes, we conduct services. Like I said, tomorrow is a kind of low-profile activities because it's assumed that Jesus Christ is dead, is in the grave, is the commemoration, and we are kind of doing it in the low-profile style. But on Sunday, come Sunday morning, it will be a hype of activities. People wake up, and normally the service is led very early in the morning by women because it's the women who go to the grave first and discover that Jesus Christ is risen. So naturally, women lead the service. But then after that service, there will be a big communion service of these people who are gathering at the City Sports Center, at the showgrounds. So we have a service at 9. That will be communion service. And that's the end of the day. And then come Monday, we do not do anything on Monday. It's a day when people are free to travel, to come back to their work and prepare for their workstation. And that's what we do.
Yes, wewe baba mkandla kumbe ngayi baba mkandla mbona zani sile ngoma nje singachaye yodwa sisibonga ukuthatha ikhefu nje blessing sishaye just a piece of music maybe to you know breathe a little bit have a valve out you know yeah let's breathe in and out yeah I guess the music is a little bit stuck there baba mkandla ngasukhangeleke ngodaba lolu ure Easter so ubona zani abantu bazabe beqhubeka be khonza besenza konke lokho kuze kube nini baba mkandla
kuze kuphela isikhathi sabo emhlabeni ngoba indaba yokukhonza indaba engaphakathi ayivele kayinamngcele kayicini abazalwayo bakukhona bakuthiye kuze kufike lezo sikhathi lapho umdali uNkulunkulu umnimandla wonke abebekele ukuthi umhlaba uzaphela ngesikhathi sakhe indaba yokukhonza eyokholwa kayipheli babadube ba nxa umuntu esesekhona emhlabeni indaba yokukhonza izahlala le phasi-ke liyahlala likhona ngoba liyingxenye enkulu kakhulu ekukholweni lwesikristu akula kuthi phela bangazi babe balutshwana abantu nxa kungenzakala njengoba lisithi kwamanye amazwe abantu ematshentshile abasebalutshwane bona babalutshwane labaphumayo babesazi ukuthi kule ndaba yephasika izabe ikhona indaba yesikristu kuze kufike lapho kuyafika khona ayibekelwanga ukuthi iyaphela nini.
You know, people pray and pray and pray every time because, you know, this does not have an end. Is what people live on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Easter holiday, its significance. And, of course, our guests tonight, Mr. Mkanja, Reverend Kadenge, both of the Methodist Church. Of course, we encourage everyone to participate. We did try a number of bishops and reverends, and you know, unfortunately, you know, most of them were occupied, or we simply could not get through. But of course, we encourage all reverends to participate. And by the way, we have weekend programs that focus on religion.
Yes,
and everyone is free to reach us so that we can talk about the Word of God and also what they are doing at their churches. So those are open forums. So no bias when it comes to the Methodist Church.
So let's have a bit of music here so that we can, you know, have a bit of relax a bit. Alibam chingi kwa Jesu nde wangu mambo Yo 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 Jesu nde wangu mambo Jesu wangu Jesu nde wangu mambo Jesu wangu Jesu nde wangu mambo Baga murovera Jesu nde wangu Alibam chingi kwa Jesu nde wangu mambo Yo 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 Jesu wangu hari pamchinji kwa baga muranga na Jesu nde wangu baga murovera Jesu nde wangu
I guess
you know this musician,
that's
right?
That's a mechanic, Manyeruke, Jesu Pamchinjikwa. Yes, I've been singing for a number of years. He's a brilliant artist, very experienced indeed, Gibbs.
One or two messages on Facebook. We've got Kaspar N, who says, I'm listening from Cameroon. Then Talita Dube says, I'm watching you guys from Canada. How is Canada there? Tell us, are you in Quebec? Or any other state?
Toronto.
Toronto or any other place. So you know Toronto only, right? Canada.
No, I know all.
What's the capital city of Canada?
All the states.
Capital city?
What does that have to do with this?
Then what Pamela Pumalo, who says, hello everyone, wish you a happy Good Friday and happy Easter. Msunduzwa Ndlovu says, yeah, kunjalo ke bafowethu, silifisela impilo khona ngapho. Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu says, I'm watching guys with you. Then Mandla Mkwananzi, uti lami ngibukele ke bafowethu. So, okay, yeah, kunjalo. So, ngafaka umbuzo
mfowethu. Let's go to Mr. Mkandla. Mr. Mkandla, of course, you will be talking about resurrection and all. But, of course, in the world, there's a problem when it comes to road traffic accidents and all that. Is that also a subject that you tackle with your congregates when they prepare to go home after the Easter worship? How do you handle that? Mr. Mkanja?
Hello? Hello? Oh, yeah. Yes, we do. And anyway, again, we see we have what is called the Christian Social Responsibility Committee. It looked at all social ills and good that befall our people. In the process of the lesson that we go through, especially on Friday and Saturday, there might be a topic, it may not be very angry, but surely in the deliveries that are there, these things are pointed out that as Christians, we have to be very responsible for our own actions so that we don't harm and damage other people that we share the roads, the towns,
the rural areas, the villages, the mining companies, wherever we are, we have to bear witness that we are a responsible lot, that since we are called Christians, our behavior should be Christ-like. And yes, if these roads, we pray about them, we talk about them, and because even Christians may fall victim to the road carnage. So it's very important that at such gatherings, something be said about our behavior, even on the road, mm-hmm. that we take care of our lives, because God would like to see everyone living happily in this world that he put the people on. Yes, we do. We're a responsible Christian faith church.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Do stay on the line, gentlemen. We just want to take another quick break.
April 2nd, Studio 7 Live Talk will have a new look. The same host and rich discussion you've come to expect. You can still call us in studio on 1-202-619-2077. 1-202-619-2077. Or you can send us a message on WhatsApp at 1-202-465-0318. The number again, 1-202-465-0318. Zimbabweans, from wherever you are in the world, Studio 7 Live Talk wants to hear from you.
Yeah, loko ke besitshengisela ukuthi kunjani ngomvulo mfowethu, sabe sitshengisela phela ukuthi sabe sizilobuso obutsha. Studio 7 yabe silitshengisa phela ukuthi sesingene isikhathi esitsha, njalo sabe sibukisa kumabona kude ukuthi abantu babona hayi lati siyazama. Sebazamela phela mfowethu.
Hayi, chokwadi kunenge kusingadani uyanonzwa apo tinenge tichi parura yatiri kuti yo rebranding. Studio 7 is open for business.
Yes, Studio 7 is open. And this platform, please, is a public platform where everyone is free to say anything. Mr. Mhlanga, are we right to say that?
Yes, you are very right.
Uh-huh. Your last words.
Yeah. I would love to say to our listeners and viewers, the Easter holiday, enjoy the Easter holiday, mm-hmm. and be safe. Do not indulge into unscrupulous behavior, mm-hmm. and know that Jesus Christ died for you and he loves you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Dr. Kadenge, your last word.
Kungoti vanhu vavene Easter yakanaka, tinovashuvira kuti vafare vachiziva kuti ana akavafira, kuitira kuti tiregererwe zvivi zvedu zvatakatadza pamberi paIshe wedu Jesu Kristu, nekukanganisirawo vamwe, tingoita upenyu hwokuregererana, hwokukudzana nokufarirana, nokungovimbana. Ndozvandingangopedzisira ndichitaura kumaZimbabwe.
Ye, phosa lako lokucina baba Mkandla, amafutshane sebeni.
Ngiyithisela bonke abantu abakholwayo nabangakholwayo ukuthi bananzelele kubana le ndoda okuthiwa nguJesu yayiletha impilo engcono kakhulu abantu abakholelwa kuya ezulwini kuphela, kodwa ukholo lwabo ngolokuthi bahlalisane kahle ngothando, ukubekezelelana, ukuzwanana, bazame ukuphila impilo ezakwenza ukuthi bangaphambanisiaaabanye.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke, and sorry we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge and Mr. Tandeko Zinti Mkandla. They are both of the Methodist Church. And our in-studio guest, Mr. Fidelity Mhlanga, who is a journalist based in Zimbabwe. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thanks also to viewers and listeners who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off with Steve Dube in Washington, D.C.
And yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying have a blessed Easter holiday. Good night.